Use social media like Chloe Kim. Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill. The United States' Chloe Kim flew through the air recently on her snowboard, spinning, rotating, and jumping her way to a gold medal in the women's halfpipe event at the Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Olympics. What an impressive performance. Outstanding. Congrats, kudos, props to Chloe Kim. But what caught my attention almost as much as her daring do and histrionics and accomplishments on the snowboard was the fact that she tweeted during the event. Yes, she tweeted between her second and third runs. She said something like, "Wish I finished my breakfast sandwich, but my stubborn self decided not to. Now I'm getting hangry." Hangry, that's if you're so hungry, you're a little bit angry. I had to look that up. And the last time I looked at the tweet, it had gotten somewhere in the vicinity of 11,000 retweets and approximately 100,000 likes. Folks, that shows the power, the prevalence, the pervasiveness of Twitter, of social media. And it helps me to illustrate a point that I make to clients, to businesses, to brands all the time. And that is to put a face on your brand, to show that you have a personality, not just a pulse. To use social media, not just for sales and marketing, but to show you are a human being, just like everybody else. If you use social media in a transparent fashion, in a authentic way to just share something that's relatively trivial, minutia, like Chloe Kim used Twitter during the halfpipe event, that helps people relate to you. That helps people get to know you. And if they know you and like you and respect you and think you're just like them, they're going to be more likely to do business with you. So use social media to put a face on your brand, to show that you have a personality, not just a pulse. Use social media like Chloe Kim.